Remix Club.
Medicine here. Remix fam.
Medicine
Scary
Remix. Next big thing, get on it now.
Appreciate that, brother.
Got it. Make the most of today. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Medicine Remixed.
Support for Medicine Remixed on this beautiful day to be alive comes from Gladville Gratitude Tablets, now available in gel caps. Get faster and longer relief for your fucking whining and complaining than any other brand out there. Gladville Gel Caps, for when you just need a gratitude adjustment.
In the summer of 2014, the calendar was turning from July to August. Temperatures were peaking in the high 90s and low 100s. Once again, it was that time of year, the dog days of summer. It was also the height of a viral mania of clouded origins sweeping the nation everywhere at ballparks and at community fairs, among politicians and celebrities, and between everyday Americans. This mania was called the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. The cause was funding research to cure amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, a rare and fatal neurodegenerative disease known by its abbreviation ALS. ALS causes the death of nerve cells controlling voluntary movements such as those for swallowing, breathing, and speaking. In addition, ALS can degrade one's cognition and memory. Eminent physicist Stephen Hawking has ALS.
What is the future of the human race?
Most famously, Hall of Fame baseball player Lou Gehrig died in 1941 from the disease.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Kind of been given a bad grade, but I've got an awful lot to live for.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge worked in the following way. A challenger would tweet, broadcast, publicize, or in some way throw down the gauntlet to the person being challenged.
I accept the challenge and I will nominate Will Ferrell, Young Jesus, Nelly. I said it's getting
hot in here. The person being challenged then either would submit to a dousing of ice water or would donate $100 to the ALS Association, and he or she would issue the challenge to the next person.
Eminem, Snoop Dogg, and Kendrick Lamar.
ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, shout out to the G-Unity Foundation, we still making a donation.
Essentially, the challenge was a self-perpetuating way to fund a charitable cause and to pay it forward. Public figures who either have donated $100 or have drenched themselves in ice cold water include President Barack Obama.
The U.S. government says an ethics code means officials are banned from the stunt, but the charity says the president has donated an undisclosed sum.
Singer Justin Bieber.
Accept your ice bucket challenge.
Athlete LeBron James.
I accept the challenge from Brandon Williams, Kevin Durant, Kevin Hart.
Among many others. Although the ALS Association didn't initiate the Ice Bucket Challenge, the origins are shrouded in multiple theories, the ALS Association did become the lucky and unintended beneficiary. In the first year of the challenge, the charity pulled in over $100 million. Every summer since then, revivals have raised additional money. To sum up, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge was a coming together of serendipity, generosity, the collective power and virality of the internet. The challenge was a unique moment in time. It was a new creative fun and an outside-the-box approach to funding a cause and to having the masses get behind that cause. Will this type of fundraising become the wave of the future, or was it a one-off phenomenon? Only time will tell. We would love to hear about your favorite memories and experiences with the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Did you participate in the challenge? Do you have any fun stories to share? Let us know by leaving a comment. I'm Big H. Thanks for tuning in to this segment of Today in Medical News.
You're listening to Medicine Remix, only on Anchor. We'll be right back.
Listen, we don't have much to go by, so if you guys would please just like and subscribe anywhere you see anything.
Medicine Remixed.
Like the shit out of it. Just click on it. It doesn't cost you anything. Just move your fat finger and click on it. You're clicking all kinds of other shit at work when you shouldn't be. God damn it. Yeah. But we appreciate it. And that's really, you know, the only surrogate market we have to go by. And listen, the other thing is, fucking tell people about it, man.
Tell your friends about us.
Tell your friends. I mean, I'm always amazed, man, when people think people are famous. Like, I've never been starstruck, ever. And the reason I've never been starstruck is because somebody said to me once, you know, the only reason that person's famous is because you made them famous.
Right.
I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, stop caring who the fuck that is. Yeah. Watch how famous he is now. And it's like, holy it's like fuck, you're right.
We give things meaning, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And
we give words meaning. We give
everything, man. And like, when people think like, oh, you know, my friend's an artist. He wants to make it big or whatever. You know something? Fucking support that. I mean, if he sucks, he sucks. But if he's even halfway good, man, you make people famous. I don't think people realize that. You make things important. And damn it, make us famous is what we're saying. Fucking tell people. No, but my point is that the only way this is going to get out and it's ever going to grow any legs to it is if people tell other people about it. And listen, if you don't like it, thank you for suffering through it. We love you. And if you like it, well, fucking tell somebody, man. And to be real honest, the feedback that we've gotten back so far, fucking great, man.
We appreciate it. We're having a good time doing it. And this is our way to be creative within a field that really is an art and a science. But the art has been taken out of it for creative people in medicine. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of like super talented people.
Absolutely.
This could be a forum for those people looking for a different way to express their craft through a more creative means.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
All right. We love you. Peace.
Peace.